Hi, my name's Russell Norman, and welcome to Blue Marble Storytellers, bringing you great stories from around the globe. In this episode of Blue Marble Storytellers, Lee Roberts reads his sad but beautiful story, Silence. Lee Roberts has recently found his love for writing when 2 years ago he was invited to enter a short story contest by an old friend. After surprising himself by winning second prize at that contest, he found the Readsy Prompt site, which affirmed his newfound love for short story writing. Whilst Lee has a passion for writing, it is also true that he loves to be read. Lee talked to Deidre and I on episode 26 of the Read Lots, Write Lots podcast. So please enjoy his wonderful story.
There's a peace at sunrise that surpasses all understanding. A renewal, a feeling that anything is possible. I'd like to say that I drag myself from the comfort of my bed every day to enjoy sunrise's splendor, but you wouldn't believe me, and I would be lying. What is true is I was there that day, and so was she. There is a connection between sunrisers just because they are sunrisers, an unspoken appreciation for things quiet and beautiful. I'm sure I would have been drawn to her anyway, but it wasn't just because of the earliness of the morning. Delilah, you see, would have attracted me no matter the time of day. The first time I saw her, I was sitting there at my favorite secret spot overlooking Lake Quinault. It's a hidden gem in Washington State owned by the Quinault Indian Nation, and up until that day, if I had my way, no one would ever sit and admire its beauty other than me. The lake, a destination point for fishermen, swimmers, and sightseers, is nature at its most beautiful. It's located in the Olympic National Forest. It isn't easy to find, even if you're looking for it. And once you do, even the most magnanimous outdoorsmen want to keep the secret to themselves. In an era where more people have flat-screen TVs than tents, Lake Quinault is a reminder of the reasons for taking vacations, and the sunrise over the lake is God's definition of must-see. That particular trip occurred in early summer. I remember this vividly because I had to be in place just after 5 a.m. to catch the sun as it appeared over the mountain. Summer is the best time to watch the sunrise because no one in their right mind, other than me, would be up early enough nor be hardy enough to make the journey to my secret spot. No one except me and Delilah. Is this seat taken? Not many people can remember the first words spoken by or to the love of their life, but I absolutely can. That morning, as I turned to see from where the unexpected voice was coming, the first light of dawn revealed the most beautiful girl I had ever seen. Not all men might have thought so. Delilah wore no makeup, a pair of ripped jeans, and a faded brown hoodie. Her hair, perfectly light red, looked as if it had not been touched since she rolled out of bed that morning. It was obvious she had made no effort to look beautiful, and yet she had an inner spark that couldn't be hidden by tattered jeans or a faded hoodie. Something changed that first moment I saw her. I changed. I had spent years guarding my secret spot, and now, surprisingly, unexpectedly, delightfully, I wanted nothing more than to share my sunrise with her. I, unfortunately, was not born a poet, and as such, the most romantic thing I could think of to respond to her inquiry was, "It's a free country." With that, she invaded my secret spot, both on the lake and in my heart. The silence that followed was both loud and revealing. Delilah wasn't there for small talk or to meet me. She was there to admire the beauty of the sunrise. We sat in silence and watched as the sun peaked its warming light over the horizon. We carried on a conversation with no words spoken. She told me without uttering a word that she understood the moment, and I responded in kind that the moment was made all that more special because she was there to share it. Perfection is a goal impossible to realize in this mortal realm, but that morning came as close as is humanly possible. So many thoughts ran through my mind as the sun revealed itself completely. Then, just as quickly and quietly as she had come, Delilah rose to her feet, wiped some residual dirt from the seat of her ripped jeans, and headed down the trail and out of my sight. 8 words verbalized, an infinite number of combinations of events contemplated. 30 minutes passed, a lifetime imagined. I was sure I would never see her again, and I was impossibly sad at the thought. 5 years came and went, 5 long years since the day at the lake. There were first dates, first kisses, and words I love you spoken. Yet every time, fate or intention would reach down and sabotage promise. I became determined to find peace in my solitude. There was a reason or excuse for my ending every potential relationship, but at its core was a sunrise and a conversation that didn't happen. I went to our spot from time to time to see the sunrise, not for her. At least that's what I told myself. I had given up without realizing I was hoping to see her again, hoping to feel what I felt that day, and then hoping she would be there. And then it happened. It was summer, it was sunrise, and she was there. Is this seat taken? It's a free country. The same 8 words, just as 5 years earlier. At the time, I didn't know that she, too, had often made the trip back to our secret spot. Seeing her, I knew I wouldn't let the opportunity slip from my grasp, not a second time. When the sun had accomplished its part in our play, and she rose to her feet, wiping the dirt from her jeans, the same way she had done 5 years earlier, I stood as well and said the first original words between us. My name is Peter. I don't like coffee, but I'd really like to have a cup with you. My name is Delilah, she responded matter-of-factly, and I would be glad to share a cup of Joe. She called it Joe. It's a funny the things that confirm that love is real. I couldn't tell her that day for fear of losing her, but at that moment, I was sure. I had said I loved you to others before, but it was obvious to me that I had lied, for in that moment, I was finally sure what love felt like. Lifetimes are only lifetimes when viewed in reverse. A cup of coffee became a dinner date. A dinner date became a commitment. A commitment became a proposal. And a proposal became forever. There were kids and dogs and vacations, but more than anything, there were trips to Lake Quinault. Always at sunrise, always just the two of us, never any words. You never know the last time is the last time until it's too late. The last trip we took to Lake Quinault was like all the rest. It took a little longer for tired, old bones to make the trek, but we found our spot, sat together, and conversed in silence. The sun, unaffected by time, rose as perfectly as always, but Delilah rose only with my help. Would you like to share a cup of Joe? She knew I did. She knew sitting next to her pretending to like coffee was my greatest pleasure. She knew it was the last time, even though I was too stubborn to see it. That day in the cafe, we told stories of family and friends living and lost as we sipped on what had eventually become my favorite beverage. We made a mental scorecard of our life without admitting what we were doing, and we realized we had won. 2 days later, I lost her. Just like that first day at the lake, I watched her as she left me alone, this time without even hope of return. The sadness I felt from years back flooded over me like a tidal wave. I'll save a seat for you. Those were her last words to me. True to myself, I replied, it's a free country. Then she was gone. One day, hopefully soon, I will watch the sunrise with my Delilah again from a far better secret place. But until then, I only go to our place at night. I'm never alone when I go there. I make my way to our spot and I sit down, just as I did all those years ago. As the moon reflects off the lake, I feel her comforting hand reach down for me, and in the silence, only we understand, I hear her very clearly.
We hope you've enjoyed this story, and if you'd like to provide some feedback, we'd love to hear from you. You can leave your comments at BlueMarbleStorytellers.com. If you're a writer and would like to showcase your work on Blue Marble Storytellers or talk to us about your writing on Read Lots, Write Lots, get in touch with us by leaving a comment on our websites, ReadLotsWriteLots.com or BlueMarbleStorytellers.com, or by sending an email to BlueMarbleStorytellers@gmail.com. So until next time, thanks for listening and bye for now.